Please don't visit me at work. I don't have an office. It's not even a cube farm. It's one of those open office deals. Just, you know, sea of tables and monitors and people typing. Everyone can see everything. So, if you came by to see me, it really doesn't matter what you're wearing. I would really have no other option but to pull your jeans or your slacks or whatever it is off your legs, because I would need to see your stiff, hard cock. The scent of dripping pre-cum hitting me like a whiff of airplane glue. And then lay down onto my desk, spreading my legs wide for you. As your arms shove aside my monitor, keyboard, pencils, various mementos and trade show knickknacks, pictures of my cat and my husband with our new baby, all falling in a heap to the floor. And you would pound your cock into me throughout the day, as my phone would beep and ring every now and then. Did you come by in the morning or afternoon? I don't remember anymore. Reminding me that I'm missing product meetings, team meetings, and that big presentation to senior management I've been working night and weekends on. And the sound of my gasps and shudders that you know so well will be shared through halls and conference rooms and lounges and reach through speaker phones throughout the floor to all our locations in every continent. Well, except Antarctica, that is. And my coworkers, my manager, even his manager, and HR, of course, and customers, partners, suppliers, random spouses visiting at work would gather around us quietly as we fucked, neither titillated nor repulsed, just curious, as everything I thought I valued before I met you. My unvested options, my job, my tenure, my family, slips, falls, and vanishes from sight. After everyone has gone home for the day, I'd wander over to the side of the building, just to gaze down at the evening commute from the 50th floor. And you'd gently slip off my blouse, relieve me of my bra, and, with one arm around my belly and the other pulling my hair, patiently fuck me from behind. Your thick cock slowly sliding in and out of me, while my breasts, visible to pedestrians and pigeons alike, softly press and squeeze against the giant plate glass windows. And then, as we're both finally done and spent, and the commuters are all home with their families and their goldfish and their dogs, and the sun has slipped silently below the Chicago skyline, we'd curl up naked on the tired gray carpet, still dank from spilled coffee, and sleep, spooning, until we're finally awakened in the early morning hours, as if in some undiscovered country, by the soft hum of the vacuum cleaner and the janitor clearing the empty yogurt cups from the recycling bin. And that's why you can't visit me at work.